This is Chris.
And this is Jim.
And this is Double Dome Digitally Speaking.
Enjoy the show.
Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Okay, let's talk about something I hear all the time. You're spending money on Google Ads, right? You see clicks coming in, but then nothing. No leads, no calls, no sales. It just feels like you're pouring money down the drain. It's super frustrating, and it leaves so many people wondering, why aren't these ads working? What am I doing wrong?
Well, it's exactly what we're tackling today. We're taking a really helpful article by Clark Mago called Why Google Ads Aren't Working and How to Fix Them, and we're going to break down the key takeaways for you. Our goal here is pretty simple. Give you a clear path to figure out what's wrong with your campaigns and, you know, start turning that wasted spend into actual leads and hopefully a much better ROI.
Exactly. And it's a common frustration, but, you know, the platform itself, Google Ads, it can be incredibly powerful. It usually isn't the tool that's the problem. More often than not, it's the strategy behind it, or maybe the lack of a clear strategy. So yeah, today we'll get into some really practical things you can actually do to fix it. Actionable stuff. Okay, practical is good. So where does it usually start to go off the rails? I mean, the first big hurdle, is it getting the right eyeballs on the ad in the first place? Targeting, like, you get those clicks, sure, but they don't turn into anything. It feels like you're just paying for window shoppers who are never going to buy anyway. Are you really reaching the right people?
That's often ground zero for the problems, yeah. When that targeting is just too wide, too broad, well, you inevitably end up wasting ad spend. Simple as that. You're paying for clicks from people who just aren't your ideal customer. But look, the good news is this is definitely something you can fix. Think of it like casting a huge net versus using a spear, right? Broad targeting the net catches everything. The fix starts with audience segmentation. And this isn't just basic demographics anymore. You got to dig into detailed interests, behaviors, maybe even past interactions they've had with you to really hone in on who sees your ads. Focus that budget.
Okay, so refining the audience makes sense. What else falls under getting that targeting right?
Well, building on that, you absolutely need negative keywords. These are like your gatekeepers. They stop your ads from showing up for searches that are irrelevant or just plain wrong for your business. So if you sell, say, premium consulting services, you'd add negative keywords like free, cheap, jobs, training. You don't want clicks from people looking for those things. It cleans up your traffic significantly.
Like, filtering out the noise. Got it.
Exactly. And the third piece here is focusing on high intent keywords. You need to understand the difference between someone just researching, maybe typing, what is cloud storage, versus someone ready to buy, like best cloud storage for small business. Those commercial intent keywords, the second type, those are gold. They signal someone is much closer to making a decision, much more likely to convert. That's where you want to be visible.
That difference is huge, isn't it? Informational versus transactional intent. Okay, so let's say you've nailed the targeting. Your ad is showing up to the right people, but then the ad itself doesn't work. The message just falls flat. Maybe it doesn't grab attention, or it sounds exactly like five other ads on the page. That's another big potential failure point, right?
Oh, absolutely critical. You can have the perfect audience, but if your ad copy is weak or generic or just boring, they'll scroll right past it. In today's noisy world, your ad has milliseconds to make an impact. You have to stand out. So the first fix here is clear, benefit-driven messaging. Stop talking about features. Start talking about how you solve their problem. What's the outcome they get? Focus on the benefit to them. People buy solutions, you know, not just products or services. They buy the relief from their pain point.
Right, like the classic, sell the hole, not the drill. So how do you know which benefit message works best? Just guess.
No, definitely not guesswork. That's where A-B testing is absolutely essential. You systematically test different headlines, different descriptions, different calls to action. See what resonates, what gets more clicks, what leads to more conversions. It's a continuous improvement cycle. You'd be amazed how changing just a few words can make a massive difference.
So constantly testing and refining the message. And you mentioned calls to action, or CTAs.
Yes. You need strong CTAs. Don't be vague like click here or learn more. Tell them exactly what to do and what they'll get. Get a free quote now or download your free guide or maybe see how we save clients 30%. Be specific. Create urgency if you can and make the value clear. Make it easy for them to take that next step.
Okay, perfect targeting, killer ad copy. You get the click. Success. But wait, where do they land? This next part feels like it could undo all that hard work, the landing page. If that page isn't right, even the best ad in the world won't convert, will it? It's like a bait and switch, almost.
It totally can be. The landing page is absolutely crucial. There needs to be this seamless connection between the promise in your ad and what they find when they click. Any disconnect, any friction, and poof, they're gone. That potential customer just bounced. All that effort and ad spend wasted right at the finish line.
So how do we make sure the landing page seals the deal instead of scaring people away?
First, match ad messaging to landing page content. Seems obvious, but you'd be surprised. If your ad mentioned a specific offer or benefit, that exact offer or benefit needs to be front and center on the landing page. Consistency builds trust. Second, and this is huge, speed and mobile optimization. Clark Magato mentions that critical stat. If your page takes more than, 3 seconds to load, you're losing people fast and has to work flawlessly on mobile. No pinching and zooming. It needs to be designed for that small screen experience from the ground up.
3 seconds. Wow. Okay. Speed and mobile friendliness. What else?
Keep your forms simplified. Only ask for the absolute essential information you need to qualify or contact the lead. Every extra field you ask them to fill out is another reason for them to just give up and leave. Name, email, maybe phone number. Often that's enough to start. You can gather more info later. Just make it easy for them to convert now. Reduce that friction.
Less is more with forms. Got it.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've covered getting the right people, saying the right thing, sending them to the right place, but this all costs money, which brings us to bidding strategy. This feels like another area where things can go wrong fast. You're either spending too much per click, maybe not spending enough to even show up, or your cost per actual lead is just sky high.
Yeah, bidding is where the rubber really meets the road financially. How you bid directly dictates how much you pay, obviously, but also how often your ads are seen and where they're seen. It's a constant balancing act. Get it wrong, and yeah, you're either invisible because your bids are too low, or you're just burning through cash way too fast with bids that are too high for the return you're getting.
So what are the smarter ways to approach bidding then?
Well, first, consider testing Google's smart bidding strategies. Things like target CPA, that's cost per acquisition, where you tell Google how much you're willing to pay for a conversion, and it tries to hit that target. Or maximize conversions, which aims to get you the most possible conversions within your set budget. These automated strategies use Google's machine learning, which can often outperform manual bidding, especially with enough data.
Some people get nervous letting Google automate bids, though.
I get that. It feels like losing control.
Yeah.
But honestly, the algorithms have access to so many signals in real time that we just can't process manually. It's worth testing. But even with smart bidding, you still need to guide it, which leads to the next point, adjusting bids based on performance data. This is crucial. You can't just set it and forget it. You need to regularly look at what's working. Increase bids on keywords or audiences that are performing well, bringing in good leads. Decrease bids or even pause things that are just eating budget without converting. It's dynamic.
Okay, so active management based on results.
Right. And one more tactic here is dayparting. This just means scheduling your ads to run only during the times and days when your target audience is most likely to be active and searching, and importantly, converting. Why run ads at 3 a.m. if your customers are all business professionals searching during work hours? It's about maximizing efficiency, focusing your spend when it counts most.
That makes a lot of sense. Focus the budget when people are actually listening.
Okay, underlying all of this, though, is knowing what's actually happening, the data. Because if you don't know which ads are driving leads or which keywords are worthless, how can you possibly optimize anything? You're just flying blind, aren't you?
Completely blind. And that's probably the single biggest mistake I see. Making decisions based on gut feeling instead of data. Proper tracking is the foundation for everything else we've discussed. You absolutely cannot make informed decisions. You can't optimize effectively without knowing your numbers. You need that feedback loop.
So what are the non-negotiable metrics people must be tracking? Top of the list, without a doubt, is conversion tracking. You have to set this up properly. Define what a conversion actually is for your business. Is it a form submission? A phone call from the ad? A purchase? Track those specific actions, often using Google Analytics goals or Google Ads' own conversion tracking. Clicks are nice, but conversions are what pay the bills. You need to measure actual leads or sales.
Okay, tracking actual business results, not just clicks. What else?
Keep a close eye on your click-through rate, CTR, and your quality score. CTR tells you how relevant your ad is to the searcher. Are people actually clicking it when they see it? And quality score is Google's rating of the quality and relevance of your keywords and ads. Improving both of these usually means your ads are more effective, and importantly, it can actually lower your costs. Google rewards relevance.
Lower costs are always good.
Definitely. And finally, you absolutely need to know your cost per lead, CPL, or cost per acquisition, CPA. If you're tracking sales, How much does it actually cost you, on average, to get one valuable lead or customer through Google Ads? Knowing this number tells you if your campaigns are sustainable and profitable. If your CPL is higher than what a lead is actually worth to you, then something needs to change urgently.
Right, gotta make sure the math works out. Okay, last big area, and it's a tough one for many competitors. What do you do when you feel like you're just getting outspent? You know, bigger companies with deeper pockets seem to dominate the top spots, and your ads struggle to get shown. Feels like you can't win sometimes.
Yeah, that could be really demoralizing. But look, while budget certainly matters, it's not the only thing that determines success in the Google Ads auction. Remember, Google cares about the user experience too. It's not just about who throws the most money at it. Relevance and quality play a huge role. So you don't necessarily have to outspend them. Sometimes you just need to be smarter.
Okay, so how do you fight back without just increasing the budget?
Well, first, circle back to what we just talked about. Improve your quality score. Seriously, because Google prioritizes relevance, a high-quality score can actually allow your ad to rank higher than a competitor's ad, even if your bid is lower than theirs. It levels the playing field somewhat. Focus on super relevant ads, keywords, and landing pages.
So quality can trump budget to an extent. Nice. What else?
Target long-tail keywords. These are those longer, more specific search phrases. Instead of bidding on a broad, expensive term like marketing software, maybe target marketing automation software for plumbers. These long-tail keywords usually have much less competition, which means they're cheaper to bid on. And often, the people searching for them have a much clearer, stronger intent, so they convert better too. It's about finding those less crowded niches.
Find the specific needs. Avoid the head-on battle. Makes sense.
Exactly. And finally, don't forget to leverage retargeting. This is so powerful. It lets you show ads specifically to people who have already visited your website or interacted with your brand in some way. These people have already shown interest, right? They're a warm audience. Retargeting keeps your brand top of mind and brings them back when they're ready to convert. It's often much more cost-effective than constantly trying to attract brand new cold traffic.
Okay, bringing back the ones who already know you. Smart. So wrapping this all up then, what's the big picture here? It sounds like the main takeaway from Clark Morgo's insights and our chat is pretty clear. Google Ads can work and work really well. But if they aren't working for you, it's almost certainly not the platform's fault. It's about your strategy.
That's precisely it. It boils down to being deliberate and data-driven. You need to consistently work on refining your targeting, crafting truly compelling ad copy, ensuring your landing pages convert, managing your bids intelligently, and crucially, tracking the metrics that actually matter. If you do those things, you really can turn things around. But it requires ongoing effort. It highlights that digital advertising is all about continuous learning, testing, and adapting. You can't just set it and forget it.
Absolutely. Knowing these six key areas, targeting, ad copy, landing pages, bidding, tracking, and competition, gives you a really solid framework to diagnose and fix whatever's holding your campaigns back. So for everyone listening, considering everything we've just unpacked, what's maybe one immediate adjustment, even a small one, you could make to your Google ad strategy right now, just based on this conversation, something to test, maybe just see what happens.
We hope you enjoyed today's topic.
Be sure to like, comment, and follow us.
And check out our other shows, all related to digital marketing.
Whether you're a web designer, Google Ads specialist, or a small business owner, we've got a show that'll help you get clarity on what's trending now in digital marketing.
And if you need help,
with 25 years of experience across 30 plus industries and thousands of projects, we deliver ruthlessly effective Google Ads, SEO, and omnichannel digital marketing campaigns.
Learn how you can get consistent leads in 30 days or less using our proven digital marketing strategies.
Contact us at doubledome.com to set up a free consultation.